The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Escape to the forest and make unforgettable memories together.
Now let's say hi to Jackie once again. Hi, Jackie Cooney.
Hi, how are you?
We spoke to you briefly last week about your concerns regarding the movie Blonde. You're the person behind the Irish Marilyn Monroe fan club, so you're there's no better person to ask about this. So I watched it, as I promised you I would, over the weekend. You watched it. Tell me about how you felt as the film unfolded before you.
Okay, so I'm going to go a step further than you and actually say I thought it was a bad movie.
Okay.
Not taking Marilyn out of it, I just thought it was really, really boring. And then they used shocking imagery and inaccurate scenes to kind of bring you back into the movie, to kind of shock you back into it.
Keep going. Sorry, go on.
Well, just I thought it was like every scene in it that was shocking is inaccurate. It didn't happen, or it didn't happen the way they portrayed. So her mother didn't abuse her. She wasn't involved in a threesome with those two guys. She briefly dated Charlie Chaplin. I think I said that to you last week, but she didn't even know Edward G. Robinson, as far as I know. And then when she went into her career with Daryl Zanuck as a studio executive, that incident where she abused her didn't happen. She wasn't ever abused in that sense by anyone that we know of. Like, she did talk about being abused from time to time in her childhood, where she was sexually assaulted as a child by a man who lived in the house with her, but it wasn't something that she ever talked about in her adult life. And there were no abortions. You know, the thing with JFK, her being dragged in, I thought that was gross in the extreme, and it went on far too long. It shouldn't have been in it anyway, but it went on far too long. And sorry, go on.
I was going to say, what's left? You've just described the whole movie and every bit of it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing,
It focuses for ages on this threesome with Charlie Chaplin Jr. and Edward G. Robinson Jr. And that never happened. So then there was a lot on, obviously, abortion and miscarriage and so on. And you know, I thought that...
Do you know what's actually gross about that as well, Ryan? Is that Marilyn suffered with endometriosis. And for anyone who doesn't know, that's a condition in the womb where the lining of the womb grows outside and attaches onto other organs.
Okay.
And in her life, she had surgeries where they kind of laser or burn the tissue off your organs. And it's kind of used to try and help you conceive, if that's, you know, what you're doing.
Okay.
And she had surgeries when she was married to Joe DiMaggio and Arthur Miller to try and help her conceive. So to put her in a situation where she's going in and being forced to have this. And I mean, even that, showing the speculum being put, you know, from the inside, it was just unnecessary, I thought.
What about Joe DiMaggio? Was there domestic abuse in that relationship?
There are rumours of domestic abuse and people saying that they saw bruises and stuff. But that was another thing. I thought that even though you didn't see it, the empty room, the scene of the empty room, and you can hear him and he's after taking his belt off. And it's so, like, so graphic and assaulting to your senses.
But does that make it as a movie experience, like a sensory experience that was a fictionalized account as they tell you, means that they weren't trying to tell her story, it seems. Now, I found that very confusing. But
that's the thing. You were saying, you at the start of the show, you were saying you didn't really know what was true or not.
No, I still don't.
That's the issue. It's like, if you go in and you don't know, you're going to watch it. And like, people are saying to you that they felt so sorry for her and everything. Like, her life was sad enough at times to feel that sorry, like to feel sorry for her. You don't need to add all this rubbishy victimization. There's no way that Marilyn Monroe would have got to where she was if she had been the way they portrayed her. There's no way. She would never have survived Hollywood in the 50s if she went around crying every day.
So
she was crying in.
Every scene. That's why I found it relentless and very grim. And I thought she was excellent in it, the actress Ana
de
Armas.
Now, my fear is she's going to win an Oscar for it, and people are going to laud her and praise her and say that she was great. And she has said, she's been quoted as saying, "I did it for Marilyn." And that just grates me so much, because she's not, it's like she read the script and took it as being the truth, and that's what she was doing. She did it for Marilyn because that was her truth. but it's not.
Okay, okay. You know? Okay, Jackie, we've got to go, but thank you for that. That was a very sober, actually, review of the film. And
I could talk for...
I know you could. I know. We may well talk again, but for now, thanks for your time on that. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, Jackie Cooney this morning. As Trish says, it was a book based on a book of, it was based on a book of fiction. I thought the cinematography was incredible. It was a strange movie for sure, but I liked it. I think the key is once you know that, it's just relentlessly full of misrepresentation, or at least fictional representation of the woman's life, then that's fine. But if you didn't know that, you'd be pretty confused.